Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want you to admit that you're old. Now, not that you're old, that it just, like it happens to everybody, and you don't even have to be old for it to happen.
Right.
It's that moment when you realize you're turning into your parents.
Ugh.
I mean... Yep. Reddit started this the other day, and we were reading through some of them. Because, like, I pride myself on not... I mean, I pride myself a little bit on it. I feel like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, you completely pride yourself on never growing up.
That my maturity level, my culinary delight, it all stunted to 12.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I didn't feel like I was turning into my parents until I started reading this list of stuff. And then I'm like... Oh, no.
I know. And it just, you don't even realize that it just happens. It steals over you and you don't even realize
it. So some of the things they're talking about, I never in a million years thought that there would be a reason for me to save a rubber band. But when I was growing up, my parents got the Times Call newspaper in Longmont.
Oh,
and every day when we had the newspaper, my dad would take the rubber band off, walk over to, there's a coat closet door in my parents' house, and he would put it on the doorknob.
Ah.
And then if we lost the zip tie thing on a bread bag or whatever, just grab a rubber band off the door.
Dude, that works.
And there came a point one day in my life where I needed a rubber band.
To hang them up on doorknobs.
I don't have them on a doorknob, but I have a hook in my garage on a pegboard that's just for rubber bands.
And you're hoarding.
It's not, you can't call that hoarding.
You're a hoarder.
No, because.
So why don't you save some for the rest?
If you needed one?
I have Staples. I hang them on my door.
I have Staples hanging on my door. I know that's the stupidest moment to say.
No, but you turned into Lou. You turned into
your
parents.
I started to turn into my parents. When you start holding on to zip ties or the little bread things or rubber bands, if you got a little place where you're hanging on to fasteners, closers.
All that's true. You're your parent now. I know it's sad.
I know you've perused some of the list.
Yeah,
which one is you? How are you turning into your parents?
I have two.
Okay.
This one from the list. When I went from, oh, hey, this restaurant has live music, cool, to, damn it, look at him set up a drum kit. It's going to be too loud in here in about a minute.
Truth.
That's true. And I've turned into the guy, get off my lawn! I'm turning into that guy!
Not turning into, you are that
I
guy.
I have become.
You are that guy.
I'm on a corner lot and everybody cuts across my lawn that I take pride in. And
right. And do you remember hating Old Man Winters?
Yeah, in fact,
the dude on the street?
Yeah, we would purposely antagonize Old Man Winters.
Right. You're Old Man Winters, bro.
I need to be careful.
Stop turning into your parents.
I need to stop hucking kids' bikes off my lawn.
Yeah, definitely do. Okay. Because they don't like you. You've become your parents.
Yes.
I've only admitted one little one. We're going to go through some more of this list, but I'm just saying... This is where you've got to, we're going to continue to embarrass ourselves.
Yep.
You have to embarrass yourself too. How are you turning into your parents? Now, here you go. When my kids don't, there's a couple when it comes to energy that it's 100% me turning into my parents.
Okay.
If my kids leave a door open.
What are we hitting all of Adams County?
Exactly. Now with my father, it was Boulder County, but I mean, the first time the words were coming out of my mouth, I'm like, what? Guys, close. Are we hating all of it? I'm like, no, don't do it.
For the love of God.
Please don't finish. I'm like,
Adams County. Or you're the light guy. You're light switch guy.
I'm 100% light switch guy.
I live alone and I'm light switch guy.
It's awful. It's to the point now where I'm literally in the process of making this right now. I'm making a spreadsheet of like, you didn't turn the following lights off this week. And I'm trying to come up with how much I want to charge them for leaving lights on.
Nice.
Because my kids go into their rooms and go, closet light, bathroom light, lights over their bed, lights onto their bed, the reading lamp, any light that they can turn on. They're finding flashlights and just putting them on and like sitting them there. So I walk up in there and this is in the middle of the damn day.
Exactly.
What do you need a light? Open your window. Don't open the other part. We're not heating Adams County. Just open the blind part.
As you stop and go, did I just channel my dad? Am I just doing Lou here?
Well, I'm walking around the house, turn off light switches. That was the other one that I've completely, I can't stand it.
But it's from one second, you never cared, to the next second, now it all consumes you. Yes.
Now here's another one, and I don't know if this is you. You're driving along, you got a passenger, you're having a good conversation. You know, you can be talking about whatever. Something your parents would never talk about, doesn't really matter. Somebody pulls out in front of you. Oh my God, you got to lock them up. Do you put your arm out in front to protect the person in the passenger seat?
I do, because usually it's a lady, so I have no... Yeah.
Okay, Steve. It's my way of getting a little frisky.
Well, okay. I don't do it to a dude friend. They're going
to
take care of
this. I do it to anybody sitting
in the seat. Just instinctively, because you do that for your kids, right?
I do. Well, my kids weren't in the front seat until they were... Like, my son Noah is finally old enough to be in the front
seat. Oh, you finally got him a car seat and put him in the... Okay,
no.
That's right.
Being like my parents, you understand this. You and I both know.
Yeah.
You remember when you were young? You know what a booster seat is? Of course you don't.
No, because we never.
You know what a seatbelt is, Steve?
No, we never had that.
Never had that either. I just stood with my hands on the seat by my dad's shoulders, standing up.
When you got tired of doing cartwheels in the back seat,
yes.
Whatever, trapeze and
yes.
stuff. Let me just stare at my dad's back.
So that's how I'm not like my parents. I actually try to keep my kids in some sort of 5-point NASCAR harness as long as humanly possible.
You got one right. You did good.
Yay!
You got one right.
But I'm turning into them in the way I scream at drivers, the way I...
Yeah.
The other one that is kind of happening to me right now, and this is when you turn into your parents. When my whole life growing up, we play Sorry or Trouble or any of these stupid board games, Milton Bradley or Parker Brothers.
Sure.
And your kids, if they get upset, you got to kind of let them win.
Yeah, well, you should. Yeah.
That's just being a good parent. That's right. Not turning into your parents. But there comes a day when you start playing a video game with one of your children and you can see them throwing the game.
They'll let you because you suck so bad.
Because you suck.
The tables get turned.
Because I remember playing whatever that thing was. I think you even still have it on your Kindle or whatever. It's like the Raiders of the Lost Arky one where you're running through.
Pitfall.
I remember letting my mom win at Pitfall because she was like, I don't understand, Michael. How do I run through these things? I'm like, oh, what's that? And I let her win.
And now you're like Noah or Mia. Mia's played one of her games.
Yeah, Mia, let me win at Roblox.
You are your parent.
Sit down, Steve! Oh, my God. I don't want to be that guy.
You're that guy.
I'm turning you. You're that guy, too.
I know. I don't even have
kids. There's another one on the list you didn't mention, and I think it's you.
Which one?
You could fall asleep just about anywhere.
Yeah, I'm getting to that point now, pretty kind of, sort of.
If you sit still
whatever
for longer, you get into a recliner. Here's Steve.
I don't want to be that
guy. Get on a plane and it's like, Steve, I got drink coupons. Yeah, I'm in. We haven't even taxied yet. What? Are we there? Steve! Wake up!
Are we there?
All right. So if you're turning into your parents, you have to admit it to us. We'll use voice disguiser if you need it. Christy?
Yay.
Yay.
Turning into your parents, huh?
It's actually my husband that is turning into his mother. Back then when he was a kid, when he got into trouble, his mother would have him write 1,000-line sentences of what he did wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
So now we've assessed that same punishment to our child.
No.
Oh, making him write. When I was in Catholic school, the nuns would punish us by making us open up pages in the dictionary. Then we had to write verbatim.
Oh, you had to copy pages.
Out of the dictionary. Yeah.
If you had kids, I bet you'd do that.
Uh-huh.
I bet you would.
It worked on me.
But you're on board with him doing this, Christy, so you're turning into his mom as well. Ha-ha.
I never would turn into her, but it's actually improved his sentence, right? Or his penmanship.
Yep.
So,
see?
Theory, it was a good thing.
In the end, it all works out.
But he hated doing it.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Christy. Lauren?
Hi.
Turning into your parents.
I'm turning in my parents because every time I can't think of a word now, I make up a word, and my mom does this, and it used to annoy the crap out of me when I was younger because she'd say, what's the thing or thingamajig, and now I'm doing it, and I just annoy myself every time I do it.
You get to a point where it's like, I don't know what it is, but the doohickey, the thingamajig.
You know what
you
I
know
mean.
What it is. Canute bell, that.
And I feel so old.
Yeah, I know. Happens to the best of us. Thank you, Lauren. Taylor.
Yeah.
Turning into your parents.
Yeah, so I got two daughters, and every time I go out in public now, and when I see other kids, like, you know, like especially girls or anything, we always kind of judge them and say, oh, what the heck are they wearing? You know, why are their parents putting their nose clothes?
God, I remember my parents going, what is that with the juicy on the butt? Yeah. It's like, Dad, shut up. You don't know.
Right.
That's fashionable. It's, oh.
Yep.
My wife is the first one to always see it too. Every time we go to the mall or something and see these kids walking around, she's always the first one to spot them out and be like, I can't believe they're wearing that.
Yep. And now you're doing it.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Taylor. Dan?
Yeah.
Turning into your parents.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting here wondering what all this crap is these kids are listening to nowadays.
Oh, you're piggybacking on the last year. What are they wearing? My son So I pick up his iPhone sometimes and like scroll through the music. I don't know a single.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell?
What is this? Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Like, what is trip hop? I've never heard anything like that. Whatever happens, good old classic rock, rock and roll, heavy metal.
I know it's just because everything's got a new name for it, but it's like trip hop, Bangladesh,
what K-pop, all that.
Yes, all these. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dan. You're turning into your parents, Kayla.
Yay!
Turning into your parents.
Yeah, so my mom brings a jacket with her everywhere she goes. And I always thought that she was ridiculous. It's 70 degrees in March, or it's 100 in June, and now I bring a jacket with me everywhere I go. You just never know.
Steve?
Yep.
You want to own this one?
I bring a jacket sometimes.
You are. If you remember Mr. Rogers, it's Steve. Every time he has to take a smoke break, he takes his cardigan off and puts his other. It's like he's got this whole ritual where he's changing shoes. And I'm like,
I know.
Good
it's
God.
So dumb. I know.
When you're constantly cold, you're turning into your parents.
Yep.
That's,
absolutely.
Thank you, Kayla. Felicia.
Yay.
You're turning into your parents.
So you know when you post a photo on Facebook, how it like auto tags people in the photo?
Absolutely.
It auto tags me as my mother.
No.
Oh! Yeah, it's time for you to get off social media.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.